The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite with me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in Silsila, Soul of Iman. Alhamdulillah, we are here with another interesting and beautiful topic today, inshallah, which is, we'll be talking about the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa salim. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, today's Silsila itself is a beautiful Silsila because we'll be talking about Naat Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Before we proceed ahead towards the main topic, let's do few good intentions because it is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his action. And remember, you are not rewarded unless or until you do a good intention before any permissible or jais work. And Alhamdulillah, Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, my Shaykh Tariqat, Alhamdulillah, who is the founder of Dawat Islami, founder of Madani Jal. He has given us a beautiful mindset that we have to do good intentions before performing any good deed. Alhamdulillah. So today, I make an intention that I will deliver this silsila for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, insha'Allah azza wa jal. And you can make an intention too, that you will listen from start till end for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, insha'Allah azza wa jal. The more intentions one makes, the higher the reward one attains. And the Islamic brothers, you can also make an intention that we will learn today, whatever we learn, we'll try to remember it. Whatever we remember, inshallah, we'll try to act upon, and we'll pass this knowledge on to others too, inshallah, azza wa jalla. It is a saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama, that the one who recites once salawat upon me, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Mere kareem se gar qatra kisi ne manga, mere kareem se gar qatra kisi ne manga, darya baha diye hai, dur de baha diye hai. Allahu akbar. Whenever somebody asked from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl al-Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Muhammad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, subhanallah, he says in this poetry, Mere kareem se gar qatra kisi ne manga, just one drop if someone requested in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, against asking for one drop, Allahu Akbar, he got the river, darya baha diye hai, dur be baha diye hai, dur means the pearls and the countless pearls have been given to him. Allahu Akbar. This is the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. And the Islamic brothers, today our topic is also very beautiful, that we are trying to explain the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We cannot praise Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We cannot do the haq to this topic. Absolutely, I am 100% right on saying this, that nobody is able to do completely the haq to praise Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. I just would like to mention Hazrat Khaja Salih bin Mubarak Bukhari Khalifa Majaz, Hazrat Khaja Khajgan Sayyid Bahauddin Naqshbandi radiyallahu ta'ala, he quotes in Anisut Talibin, right, that there is a consensus of Sufiya Ikram onto this, that the status after Anbiya is Siddiqiyat, right? The Siddiq is the status, which is after the status of Nabiyyin. My Islamic brothers and Sultanul Arifin Abu Yazid Bistami Quddisa Sirruhu, there is a call that when, and then further onto this topic it has been explained, when the status of the normal believer, the normal mu'min, when it ends, the status of wali, awliya, that starts, the friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that starts. When the status of awliya, that ends, then the status further, it starts is about the siddiqeen, right? When the status of siddiqeen ends, then the status of anbiya starts. When the status of anbiya ends, then the status rutba and maqam of rusul starts. When the status and maqam and martaba of rusul stops, then the status of ulul azm rusul, that starts. When their status ends, then the maqam, then the martaba, then the rutba of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam starts. And my dear Islamic brothers, the status, the maqam and the rutba of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has no limits and no ends. And no one else knows other than Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows the status, the maqam and rutba of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. And Shaykh Abul Hasan Khirqani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that there were three things that I have not been able to find the limits and had of three things. I have not been able to yet find what is their limit, what is their had, what is their ghayat, Allahu Akbar. What are those three things? My dear Islamic brothers, great Shaykh, Shaykh Abul Hasan Khirqani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that the very first thing that I have not been able to find this, the maqam, the rutbah's limit and had is maqam Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The status of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as darajat, the elevation and the maqam and rutba, its limit and its had I have not been able to yet find. And the next is makri nafs, the deception of carnal desires, the nafs deception. And third thing is marifat, the recognition. My dear Islamic brothers, this is what the ulama, this is what the scholars, this is what the great people, they have said. Allahu Akbar. And then further, we just see that it has been said, Ya sahib al jamali wa ya sayyid al bashar min wajhika al munir laqad nuwwir al qamar la yumkinu thana'u kama kana haqquhu ba'd az khuda buzurg tu'i qissa mukhtasar. No doubt, my dear Islamic brothers, it has been said, oh, the personality of beautiful face, Ya sahib al jamal wa ya sayyid al bashar, oh, the leader of all the bashar, Allahu Akbar. And then the moon, the 14th moon has lit because of the nur of you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama. And it is not possible to explain your rutbah, your maqam, your status. It is not possible for us. بعد از خدا بزرگ توی قصه مختصر. You are after Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In short, this can be said, after Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, if there is a personality in rutba, in maqam, in status, is the Zati Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Today we're talking about the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in terms of praising Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. And Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma al-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman says, Quran say not goi sikhi. He says, I have learned the not of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This knowledge, this fun, from where I have learned is from Quran. And inshaAllah we'll go to Abu Balik Rawat Islami and we'll ask that what Quran is saying about the naat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wasim bhai.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyid al musaleen amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah, today we're talking about the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and how praised and praiseworthy Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is. As mashallah, you beautifully explained that in the entire creation, whatever has been created, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the most praised one, the most praiseworthy. And Alhamdulillah, the names which have been blessed to Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ahmad, Muhammad, they also mean the praiseworthy, the one who is praised. So from these we also see how elevated the rank of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and how he is praised everywhere. And mashallah, like you've beautifully mentioned in the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at various places. We see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most supreme. He is the most majestic. And then the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the biggest book. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most supreme, praises Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the best of the books in the Holy Quran. When we closely read the Holy Quran, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He called upon other prophets, other anbiya, He called them with names. O Adam, O Nuh, O Ibrahim, O Salih, O Zakaria, etc. But when it came to my and your master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jalla expressed His love by saying, Ya ayyuhal nabi, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, Ya ayyuhal muddassir. So these were Allah azza wa jalla is addressing Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with titles, not with the name. And this is again an expression of praising your beloved.
This is the shan of Mustafa.
And this is one of the aspects of praising Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then we see Alhamdulillah azza wa jal in Surah Alam Nashrah. Allah azza wa jal says, I present to you the translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif, that did we not widen your chest for you?
Subhanallah.
Did we not widen your blessed chest for you? And in the commentary of this, Hakimul Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, meaning that did we not widen your blessed chest with guidance, with ma'rifat, recognition, with prophethood, with ilm, with knowledge and wisdom, and to such an extent that all the news of ghaib was put in there. When Allah says that did we not widen your blessed chest, then Mufti Sahib mentions the waqiyah of Mi'raj over here. That before going to the waqiyah of Mi'raj, when the blessed chest of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was opened, and all these sifat, all these qualities were placed inside the blessed chest of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So furthermore, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says that, and we relieved you of the burden which had broken your back. Now over here, Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala said that what was this burden? This is again the ultimate extent of praising Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala says that the burden because of which the back of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is being stated to be broken over here is the sadness of the ummah when they commit sins. Is the grief, the sadness that he feels when kuffar, when disbelievers, they don't embrace Islam. This is again the height of propagating the deen, fulfilling the job, the task which Allah Azza wa Jal appointed him at. How sincere Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was in there, that when kuffar would not embrace Islam, how saddened Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be. When he would see his ummah being indulged in sins, how saddened the blessed heart of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be. And then further on in the same ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, that meaning that we have raised your zikr for you.
Subhanallah.
Now this ayah over here, that we have raised your zikr for you, Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala was commenting on this ayah, says that in the Hadith Sharif, it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam about this ayah, about this verse. Then Jibreel Amin alayhi salam said that Allah Azza wa Jal says that the elevation of your zikr over here means, as Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that your zikr has been elevated, so by the elevation of your zikr, it means that whenever my zikr is done, whenever my name is mentioned, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, whenever my name is mentioned, your name will be mentioned as well along with it. So Sayyidina Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he states that by this it is meant that in Azan, in Takbir, in the Shahud, on the pulpits, on the members, in sermons, whenever anyone worships Allah Azza wa Jal and he testifies the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and if he does not testify the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam but only worships Allah Azza wa Jal, then all his ibadah, all his worship has gone to waste, is of no use.
Allah.
So in this ayah, when it is said that your zikr will be elevated, Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala says that Allah ta'ala is saying, whenever my tazkira will be done, whenever my zikr will be done, your name will also be mentioned.
MashaAllah. Very Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ هَي سَعَى تُجْ پَرْ بول بالا ہے تیرا ذکر ہے اونچا تیرا بول بالا ہے تیرا ذکر ہے اونچا تیرا. But in Islamic Brothers and Viewers of Madani Channel, the book Sirat Rasul Arabi, this has been mentioned that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has kept the zikr of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam with his own zikr. When there is, as mashallah Muballigh Dawat Islami has mentioned, when there is a salah, then there is a zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then there is a zikr of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Right? We also send salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam during the salah. We also send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the salah. Allah has kept the zikr of Mustafa with his own zikr. Then you talk about the khutbah. You see, when you go to prayers, there is a zikr, there is a hamd of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then there is a salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. The zikr of Mustafa is there too. When you say the adhan, when you say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, there is ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah too. Allah has kept the zikr of Mustafa with his own zikr even in adhan. Then further, Allahu Akbar, my dear Islamic brothers, it has been mentioned the name of the blessed name of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It has been written onto the qusur of Bahisht, meaning the palaces of the Jannah, Allahu Akbar, and on the trees of Jannah, on the leaves on the trees of the Jannah, subhanallah. And my dear Islamic brothers, on the eyebrows of the angels, the blessed name, the Ismi Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is written. Allahu Akbar. And my dear Islamic brothers, all the prophets, all the Rasul and Anbiya, whoever have passed before Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they have done the sana of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They have praised Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And on the day of judgment too, they will be doing the sana of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These prophets and Rasul, they came, they praised Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of judgment again, the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the naat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will be mentioned. Allahu Akbar. This is the shan, this is the maqam, this is the rutbah of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. That is why we say, Aankho ka tara naami Muhammad, dil ka ujala naami Muhammad, aankho ka tara naami Muhammad, dil ka ujala naami. The star of our eyes is Nami Muhammad, the blessed name of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The coolness of our heart is the name of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, 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 kar lo wazifa naam-e Muhammad, kar lo wazifa naam-e Muhammad. If you need the wealth of the both worlds, then there is wazifa, that is the name of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Apne raza ke qurban jao, murshid piya ke qurban jao, apne raza ke qurban jao, murshid piya ke qurban jao, جس نے سکھایا نام محمد جس نے سکھایا نام محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ Subhanallah. This name itself is praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The word Muhammad itself is not of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When you look at the meanings of Muhammad, one of the meanings is the one who has been praised abundantly, a continuous praise for him is Subhanallah, the blessed name of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And today we're talking about praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll go again to Abu Balligh Dawat Islami and inshallah we'll see how Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam is being praised in Quran. Inshallah.
Then, mashallah, when we closely read the Holy Quran further, we see in Surah Kawthar, Allah Azza wa Jal praises Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam by saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif, we have indeed bestowed the kawthar upon you. And in the commentary of this verse, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that along with this, along with bestowing kawthar upon you, along with this, various numerous faza'il, excellences have also been bestowed upon you, and we have made you the most superior upon the whole creation. Furthermore, we have given you the apparent beauty and the inner beauty. We gave you the best of the lineages. We gave you the prophethood, the book, the wisdom, the knowledge, intercession, Hawza Kawthar, Maqam-e Mahmood, abundance of Ummah, dominance over the enemies of deen, abundance of victories, and various innumerous ni'mas, bounties, excellences which are beyond count.
Subhanallah.
So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, we've bestowed kawthar upon you. And then in the commentary of this, Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala, he tells us this. And then in the last ayah of this surah, that undoubtedly it is your enemy who is deprived of every goodness. In the commentary of this verse, Mufti Saab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that it is your enemy, it is the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam who has deprived us every goodness. He is disgraced. It's not Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam who is deprived of goodness. It is the enemy of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam who is deprived of everything. Why? Because the discontinuation of the propagation of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's deen would continue until the day of judgment. His awlad, his lineage, his progeny, it would increase in abundance. Furthermore, your followers, this world will be filled with your followers. Furthermore, your tazkira, you will be mentioned upon pulpits, upon members, and every alim, every wa'iz, every speaker, until the day of judgment, whenever he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he will also take your name. So it is your enemy who is deprived of every goodness, not you. Furthermore, Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala, he further mentions the shan-e nazul, the contextual background of this surah, which also brings us to the fact that how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and how beautifully Allah praises Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam in the Holy Quran. So what was the contextual background of this surah? That when the blessed son of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Qasim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, passed away, then the kuffar, the disbelievers, they started to say that ma'azullah, the lineage of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam has stopped now, because the son that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam had, he's passed away. So his nasl, his lineage will not continue anymore, and whatever he is propagating, it will end after his apparent demise. This is what kuffar, they started to say. And it was for this that this surah, that this verse, this ayah, this chapter of the Holy Quran was revealed, which denied those kuffar, which denied those disbelievers, saying that it is not my Rasul who will be deprived of the goodness. In fact, it will be you. The followers of my Rasul, they will spread all over the globe. The whole world will be filled with the followers of my Rasul. His progeny, it will increase. His children, they will increase. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we see today that the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has spread all across the globe. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can be found all across the globe. And those enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who ma'azullah said these things, their names, even their names have been wiped away from the face of earth today.
We said, Rasima Ala Hazrat said beautifully, mit gaye, mit se hain, mit jayenge aada tere. Mit gaye, mit se hain, mit jayenge aada tere. Na mita hai, na mitega kabhi charcha tera.
And it also seems as if Ala Hazrat is also doing the commentary of this surah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that your enemies are the ones who are deprived of every goodness, O beloved, it is not you. And then further, they are the excellences and fadail which have been bestowed upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in these beautiful words. And Allah azza wa jal praises our Khalil sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Mahbub, you are not deprived. It is your enemies. You will be elevated. You will keep on getting elevated until the day of judgment.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Praising Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you can learn it from Quran itself. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. At various places, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has mentioned the blessed personality of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the blessed attributes of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself has mentioned the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Quran. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala talks about the qalb Mustafa, the blessed heart of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, zabani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the blessed tongue of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam has been mentioned in Quran. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى Subhanallah. Blessed chashm of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The blessed, the eyes of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى Subhanallah. The blessed face of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. It has been also mentioned in the Quran. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ Subhanallah. Quran is mentioning the blessed praise of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, the blessed hands of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, the blessed the neck of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, the blessed chest of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, the blessed back pushed of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam is also mentioned, my dear Islamic brothers. Alam nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'na 'anka wizrak alladhi anqada dhahrak. This is the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes Allah tabarak wa ta'ala talks about the akhlaq khuluqin azim in Quran. Sometimes Allah tabarak wa ta'ala talks about the blessed chadar of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, shawl of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil. Allahu akbar. Malir Islamic brothers, we've heard inna a'tayna kal kawthar. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentions the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in these words. And subhanallah, there are many titles. Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been praised. Okay, let alone leave all other phrases. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants to talk about his own tawheed, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants to talk about his own oneness, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants to mention his own tawheed, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allahu Akbar. O my Mahbub, O my beloved, you say that I am one. Allahu Akbar. This is the beauty of the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In this قُلْ, there is the beauty of praise of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And dear Islamic brothers, we are talking about praise of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, not of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, in this month of blessed month of Rabi'ul Awwal, alhamdulillah ushaqani Mustafa, the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, they recite naat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And these naat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is more and more, especially in month of Rabi'ul Awwal. And inshallah, now we'll include one kalam in our silsila, praise of Mustafa. Let's all praise Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhan tayba mein hui patta hai bada noor ka. Subhan tayba mein hui patta
جاتا
سر انگلی اٹھاتے مہد میں کیا ہی چلتا تھا اشاروں پر کھلونا نور کا چاند جھک جاتا جدر انگلی اٹھاتے مہد میں چاند جھک جاتا جدر انگلی اٹھاتے مہد میں ارے کیا ہی چلتا تھا اشاروں پر کھلونا نور کا بولو اللہ 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 کعب کے سبحان یا ابرو آنکھیں عین صاد کعب کے سبحان ہا کعب کے سبحان یا ابرو آنکھیں عین صاد بڑھ کر قصیدہ نور کا اللہ 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 صبح طیبہ میں کوئی بچتا ہے باڑا نور کا صدقہ لینے نور کا آیا ہے تارا نور کا اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ سبحان اللہ بیوٹیفلی ریسائٹڈ انات اف مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم which has been written by Imam of Ahl al-Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman. Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we are sitting here doing the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's go in the blessed era of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam when Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam was apparently present and Sahaba Ikram were around them. And let's look at how the Sahaba Ikram, alayhim ridwan, the companions of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would praise Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And who were the main poets in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam who would do na'at of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who would write the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, one of the names it has been mentioned in Shura of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, those blessed personalities, alhamdulillah, they are known with this title that they have praised Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam through their poetry. The very first name is Hazrat Qa'ab bin Malik Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala an. And then the second is Hazrat Abdullah bin Rawaha Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala an. And the third is the very famous the poet of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. For Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam even did dua for Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahumma ayyidhu bi ruhil qudus. Ya Allah azza wa jal, with Jibreel, with ruhil qudus, help Hassan, Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, this is the shan of those that do the praise of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And what a beautiful dua he got, Allahu Akbar, from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help him through Jibra'il, Ameen, alayhi salam. The Islamic brothers, subhanallah, companions in their life, Allahu Akbar, they used to talk about Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They used to discuss Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in their gatherings. This was their milad. This was their praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today, we have got the blessed appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Blessed life of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. We have got each and every detailed information about Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. This is the blessed, the hafiza of Sahaba Ikram. This is their karam, their ihsan, their favors upon us. They have gathered all the information. Whenever they would sit, they would talk about Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sahabi would ask any hadith from other sahabi, if you know any hadith, please tell me. This used to be their gatherings, my dear Islamic brothers. They used to talk about Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. They would praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today, and after Sahaba Ikram, Tabi'in, Taba Tabi'in, and dear Islamic brothers, Salihin, Ulama Deen, till now everyone has been praising Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until the day of judgment, everybody will be praising Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because the zikr of Mustafa is elevated by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ هِي سَّايَا تُجْ پَرْ بُول بَالَا هِي تِرَا ذِكْر هِي اُوچَا تِرَا. And the Islamic brothers will go to Muballigh Dawat Islami, and inshallah we'll see what you would like to add here in this beautiful topic.
Regarding the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we can't get enough from the Holy Quran itself, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, gave him the glad tiding of the status, grandeur, majesty, dignity, reverence he has been blessed with. In Surah Al-Duha, Ayah number 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Walal Akhiratu Khairun Laka Minal Ula. And translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif, I present in front of you, that and the latter is better for you than the former. And Mufti Shaheer Hakimul Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, was commenting on this ayah. He states that, meaning that the latter is better for you than the former, meaning that Akhirah, the hereafter, is better for you than this world. Why? Because over there you will have Maqam-e Mahmood. Over there you will have Hawd-e Kawthar. And over there, your superiority over other Rusul will be apparent upon everyone. Upon other prophets will be apparent on everyone. And your Ummah will be witness upon other Ummahs. Furthermore, due to your intercession, due to your Shafa'at, the high elevated ranks Mumineen will achieve over there. This is why Akhirah is better for you than this dunya. Through your intercession, the Mumineen, the highly elevated ranks, they will attain over there. And there are immense, numerous excellences and karamas for you over there which cannot be mentioned. And in short, Mufassireen have also said that this is also stating the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it has become true that day by day, the rank of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is being elevated. Meaning the mansab, the rank, the dignity of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam is being elevated every moment and moment.
Every second.
And in the same ayah, in the same surah, in another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Meaning, this is a beautiful, beautiful ayah. Well, every ayah is very beautiful. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this specific ayah states that very soon your Lord, your Rabb will make you pleased.
Subhanallah.
You will be pleased of your Lord. What is meant by this? Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala, he guides us over here that Allah Zabdil promises His beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam over here. And this promise over here is included among other ni'mas as well. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the superiority of him becoming apparent upon all other rusul due to his intercession, the highly elevated rank his ummah will attain, etc., 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 the Hawd-e Kawthar, Maqam-e Mahmood, along with those ni'mas, this promise is also among those ni'mas. Mufti Sahib also beautifully explains over here that with this, it is also meant that Islam, the propagation that you've made, it will spread in the east and in the west. And we see that this wada, this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is becoming true today. And Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala, he mentions a very beautiful hadith over here. This hadith sharif, which is from mentioned in Muslim sharif, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once raised both his hands, both his blessed hands, and cryingly, weepingly, he supplicated to Allah azza wa jal, Allahumma ummati, ummati. He cried, And he prayed in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahumma ummati, ummati. Now Allah Ta'ala commanded Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam to go to beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the khidmah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and inquire the reason why is he crying. Even though Allah Azza wa Jal knows everything, despite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowing everything, still Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam in the bargah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to ask that, oh my master, Ya Rasulullah, Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, to say to Aqa alayhi salam, why are you crying? So Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam and asked that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, why are you crying? Then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam obviously mentioned why he is crying. Then Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam went back to Allah Azza wa Jal and said and told Allah Azza wa Jal that this is what Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is saying. Now Allah Azza wa Jal said that, say to my beloved that I will make him pleased in the favor of his ummah. In the right of his ummah, he will be pleased of me and he will not be saddened upon it. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that I will not be pleased until even one of my ummati remains in hellfire. And Allah Azza wa Jal, because the pain for the ummah that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had, it was immense. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would feel for the ummah. Whenever he would see any ummati being indulged into sins, then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he would be anxious. He would feel the pain for it. And he would be saddened upon it. And Allah Azza wa Jal could not see his beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam being saddened upon anything. So Allah Azza wa Jal says in this ayah that you will be pleased of us. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is telling us over here through this blessed hadith that I will not be pleased until even a single ummati of mine remains in the hellfire.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Fakat itna sabab hai in iqade bazm mahshar ka. Fakat itna sabab hai in iqade bazm mahshar ka ki unki shan mahbubi dikhai jane wali hai. Ki unki shan mahbubi dikhai jane wali hai. سنتے ہیں کہ محشر میں صرف ان کی رسائی ہے گر ان کی رسائی ہے لو جب تو بنائی ہے لو جب تو بنائی ہے پتلا میں یہ کیا شک تھا واللہ رضا واللہ صرف ان کی رسائی ہے صرف
پتلا میں یہ کیا شک تھا واللہ رضا واللہ مطلع میں کیا شک تھا واللہ رضا واللہ صرف کی رسائی ہے صرف کی رسائی ہے صرف کی رسائی
حضرت امام اہل سنہ شاہ امام احمد رضا خان رحمت الرحمن is just explaining here the point of شفاعت of مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ beautifully مبلغ دعوت اسلامی has mentioned انشاءاللہ عز و جل on the day of judgment how شان of مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم will be further cleared and we are praising آقا کریم علیہ السلام today and اللہ حضرت says سنتے ہیں کہ محشر میں صرف ان کی رسائی ہے the only personality who has got an access in the court of اللہ تبارک و تعالی there is only one personality that is محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم he says سنتے ہیں we are hearing this گر ان کی رسائی if this is the case لو جب تو بنائی ہے then انشاءاللہ everything is sorted then the Islamic brother he just goes on and on he writes different couplets and at the end he says مطلع میں یہ کیا شک تھا واللہ رضا واللہ مطلع is the first couplet of the poem he says in the مطلع you were talking or رضا that سنتے ہیں that we are hearing that he has got an access in the court of Allah تبارک و تعالی why you were dubious why you had a doubt in the first couplet and then in the end he says واللہ رضا واللہ He makes oath upon Allah Tabarak, Wallah Raza, Wallah, Sirfun ki Rasai, only one personality that is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is, my dear Islamic brothers, the Shan of Mustafa Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Let's take one kalam about ميلاد النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
مرحبا يا مصطفى، مرحبا يا مصطفى، مرحبا يا مصطفى، مرحبا يا مصطفى، سرکار قیامت مرحبا، دلدار قیامت مرحبا، حضور قیامت مرحبا، پر نور قیامت، آقا قیامت، داتا قیامت مرحبا، مرحبا یا مصطفى، مرحبا یا مصطفى، مبارک ہو حبیب رب اکبر آنے والا ہے، مبارک ہو حبیب رب اکبر آنے والا ہے، مبارک ہو حبیب رب اکبر آنے والا ہے، مبارک انبیاء کا آج افسر آنے والا ہے، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، سرکار قیامت، دلدار قیامت، حضور قیامت مرحبا، پر نور قیامت مرحبا، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، گنہگاروں نہ گھبراؤ، ریاکاروں نہ غم کھاؤ، گنہگاروں نہ گھبراؤ، ریاکاروں نہ غم کھاؤ، گنہگاروں نہ گھبراؤ، ریاکاروں نہ غم کھاؤ، سنو مجدہ شفیع محشر آنے والا ہے، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، سرکار قیامت، دلدار قیامت، حضور قیامت مرحبا، پر نور قیامت مرحبا، آقا قیامت، داتا قیامت، با مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، کرو گھر گھر کرارا، رب رب پرچم آج لہراؤ، کرو گھر گھر کرارا، رب رب پرچم آج لہراؤ، بچاؤ مرحبا کی تمہیں، بچاؤ مرحبا کی تمہیں، سرور آنے والا ہے، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، اگر نہ آج جھومو گے تو کب جھومو گے دیوانوں، اگر نہ آج جھومو گے تو کب جھومو گے دیوانوں، اگر نہ آج جھومو گے تو کب جھومو گے دیوانوں، مچل جاؤ تمہارا راز یا بنانے والا ہے، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، سرکار قیامت، دلدار قیامت، آقا قیامت مرحبا، داتا قیامت مرحبا، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، مبارک ہو حلیمہ سعدیہ، تجھ کو مبارک ہو، مبارک ہو حلیمہ سعدیہ، تجھ کو مبارک ہو، مبارک ہو حلیمہ سعدیہ، تجھ کو مبارک ہو، تیری گودی میں کل عالم کا سرور آنے والا ہے، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، پاس سرکار کی آمد مد 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 دلدار کی آمد مد 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 آقا کی آمد مرحبا داتا کی آمد مرحبا مرحبا یا مصطفی مرحبا یا مصطفی اٹھو سب سے پرچم اور چلو سب آمینہ کے گھر اٹھو سب سے پرچم اور چلو سب آمینہ کے گھر لوٹانے رحمت حق کا پیغمبر آنے والا ہے مرحبا یا مصطفی مرحبا یا مصطفی مرحبا یا مصطفی مرحبا یا مصطفی تسلی تو رکھو تیرا رب بھی ہو جاؤ گے عطار تسلی تو رکھو تیرا رب بھی ہو جاؤ گے عطار تسلی تو رکھو تیرا رب بھی ہو جاؤ گے عطار اچھا لگتا جام لے کر شاہ کوثر کرے والا ہے مرحبا یا مصطفی مرحبا یا مصطفی سرکار کی آمد مرحبا دلدار کی آمد مرحبا آقا کی آمد مرحبا داتا کی آمد مرحبا حضور کی آمد مرحبا پر نور کی آمد مرحبا مرحبا یا مصطفی مرحبا یا مصطفی مرحبا یا مصطفی مرحبا یا مصطفی
مرحبا یا مصطفی مرحبا یا مصطفی ویلکم ویلکم مصطفی ویلکم ویلکم مصطفی صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اسلامی برادرز اینڈ ویورز آف مدنی چینل یو گاٹ ویری شارٹ ٹائم لیفٹ لیٹس گو ٹو مبلغ دعوت اسلامی وٹ ہی وڈ لائک ٹو ٹاک اباؤٹ دس بیوٹیفل ٹاپک
سم ٹائمز وین یو وانٹ ٹو پریز سم ون یو پریز دوز تھنگز ویچ آر ایسوسیٹڈ ٹو ہم دس از آلسو اے سمبل آف expressing your love or praising someone. For example, you are very beloved to me, and the imamah sharif you are wearing, I would say, you know, the imamah which you are wearing, it is very blessed. So this is also an expression of showing the praise that I am praising you. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran has praised Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. At one place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, La uqsimu bihadha al-balad. Translation from Kunzul Iman, I swear by this city, وَأَنْتَ حِلُّمْ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ For you, O Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as you are in this city. And Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala, in the summary of, in the commentary of this ayah, he says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I swear by this city, meaning the city of Makkah, that O beloved, you are in here, Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala states that this means, this shows us, that the excellence and significance that Makkah al-Mukarramah zadaha Allahu sharafan wa takreema that possesses, it is because the physical presence of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was present in that city, that's why Makkah al-Mukarramah held that status. Like Madinah al-Munawwarah, before Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam went over there, that was known as Yathrib, the house of diseases. But as soon as Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam set his blessed foot in that city, it became Madinatul Munawwara, wow. The city of illuminations, the city of light. So this is the status, the dignity of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran. Time doesn't permit us, there are various other places in the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But to conclude everything, who are we to praise Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam? How can we praise Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam when Imam Ishq-o Muhabbat, the Imam of devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, اے رضا خود صاحب قرآن ہے جب مدح رسول تجھ سے کب ممکن ہے پھر مدحت رسول اللہ کی. That اے رضا, when Allah عز و جل himself is praising Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then how is it possible for you to praise Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So alhamdulillah عز و جل, from these blessed ayahs of the Holy Quran, we come to know how beloved Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is in the court of Allah عز و جل, and how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran, and how much dignity, reverence has been imparted to us through Holy Quran of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Beautifully explained, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. We can carry on and on and on. Time really doesn't permit us. And until the day of judgment, if somebody carries on and the inks will finish, right? The inks will finish, the papers can finish, but the maqam, the rutbah, the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam cannot be comprehended. We are just putting our name in the list of those who have praised Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we don't have time, but inshallah tomorrow we'll be back with you again, inshallah azza wa jal, with another beautiful topic in silsila Soul of Iman. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman.